ॐ नमो वासुदेवाय ॐ भगवते वासुदेवाय स्कृत्या Only by the order, by the sweet order of Govind Prabhu and Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu sitting here. Otherwise, I'm qualified. And I hope that you'll also bless me that be able to say anything that be of some value for the audience. Hare Krishna. We're reading chapter 8, Residents of Jambudvipa Offer Prayers. This is a prose, so I will just read the Sanskrit. Ramyake cha bhagavata priyatama mayam tadvarsha mano pradarshitam ta idanim api mahata bhaya chidam chuda. Translation. Shukadeva Goswami, in Ramyaka Varsha, where Satamanu rules, the Supreme Personality of Godhead as Lord Matsya, at the end of era, the Chakshusha Manvantara, Vaivas now worships Lord Matsya in pure devotion and chant the following mantra. There is no purport to this text. Next text. 20. This is a mantra which Vaivasvata means. Namo Bhagavate Mukhyatamaya Namaha Sattvaya Pranaya Pranayauja Sahase Balaya Mahamatsyaya Namaiti. We can chant it together. Om Namo Bhagavate Mukhyatamaya Namaha Sattvaya Pranaujase Sahase Balaya Mahamatsyaya Namaiti. Translation. I offer my respectful unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is of transcendence. He is the origin of bodily strength, mental power, and sensibility. Known as Avatara, fish incarnation, he appears first among all the incarnations. I offer my obeisance unto him. Purport by His Divine Grace, Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Jayadeva Goswami thinks, Pralayopayo dvijale dhrinanasi vedam vihitava hitra charyam keshavadrita minara jaya jagadisha hare. Soon after the cosmic creation was inundated, that time Lord Krishna, Keshava, incarnated fish, the Vedas. Therefore, Manu addresses Lord Matama, the incarnation to appear. Fish utterly considered a mixture of the modes of ignorance and passion, but understand that every incarnation of the Supreme Personality of God is completely transcendental. There is never a deterioration of the Supreme Lord's original transcendental quality. Therefore, word sattvaya is used here, meaning pure goodness on the transcendental. There are incarnations of the Supreme Murti form, Kurma Murti, and so on. Yet we should never think any of them material. They are always situated on the platform of Shuddha Sattva, pure transcendence. Om Agyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya. I'll read the translation once again. Shukadeva Goswami continued, in Ramyaka Varsha, where Vaivasvata Manu rules, the Supreme Personality of Godhead appeared as Lord Matsya at the end of the last era, the Chakshusha Manvantara. Vaivasvata Manu now worships Lord Matsya in pure devotional service and chants the following mantra. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is pure transcendence. He is the origin of all life, bodily strength, mental power, and sensory ability. Known as Matsyavatara, the gigantic fish incarnation, he appears first among the all incarnations. Again, I offer my obeisances unto him. So, there are, as it is described in 8th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, there are actually two incarnations of the Lord as Matsya. The Lord appeared in this incarnation as Matsya once at the end of previous kalpa. When Lord Brahma went to sleep, then the Vedas emanated from his mouth, and the demon named Hayagriva has stolen this the Vedas. And understanding this, the Supreme Personality of God, it appeared as the Matsya incarnation, because it was a time of inundation of the universe. So to save the Vedas, the Lord accepted this form of a fish to flow in this ocean of inundation. And in such a way, he was able to kill this demon and to save the Vedas. And then at the beginning of the next day of Lord Brahma, he told this, he gave back the Vedas to Brahma. Then, and this is what, this was, as it is said here in Srimad Bhagavatam, at the rule of Svayambhu Manu. Then, during the Chakshusha Manu, there was the great saintly king. His name was Satyavrata. And the king Satyavrata was performing austerities on the on the river, on the banks of the river Kritamala River. And he was doing austerities to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he was fasting, and he was sustaining only on water. And then, once, when he was offering the water in his palms to the river, and this was his oblation to the Lord also, he saw in his palms the small fish. And because he didn't understood that this was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he just threw this small fish back into the waters of the river. And then Supreme Personality of Godhead, in his form, the small Matsya avatara, he appealed to the King Satyavrata, and he spoke that with appealing voice, the poor small fish said to King Satyavrata, who was very merciful, "My dear king, protector of the poor, why are you throwing me in the water of the river, where there are other aquatics who can kill me? I am very afraid of them." So the Lord accepted such a humble position, and because Actually, the Lord can keep everybody, and he's not afraid of anything. It is said that the fear himself fears the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, but the Lord was playing such a role. And then King Satyavrata, he, as a king, he accepted the role of the protector of the fish. And in the Bhagavatam, it is said, it was a very interesting point, that to pleasure himself, King Satyavrata, not knowing that the fish was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, decided with great pleasure to give the fish protection. It's very interesting that he was doing this to pleasure himself. And this was this incident is actually very instructive for all of us. Because it is very great illusion of this world that we can give anyone protection. And this was and actually it's interesting that the king was doing this to pleasure himself, not to pleasure the Lord, but to pleasure himself. This is the condition of all conditioned souls. We're usually accepting the position of a protector, or we're usually accepting the position of a teacher, or someone who is superior. And we're doing this very often, not understanding our real position. And we're doing this just to give pleasure to ourselves. And this is a great illusion. And when I was preparing to this lecture, I was also thinking that this is actually a very great, it's a great test. Every time when you're asked to give lecture or class, or every time when you're asked to give some instructions to somebody, it's a very big test not to think himself as superior to those who are, to whom you're supposed to give instructions. It's very difficult, because especially if someone is approaching you with very humble words and in very humble mood, and he asking you to give some instructions, and this how the illusory energy of the Lord acts. It is very easy to become bewildered by this. And actually, for me, it's always. I'm not able to come successful through such tests. So this morning I was praying very much that I would not be bewildered by your humble faces, and that I'm giving some instructions. And actually, the humility, it is said that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati once said that the one of the quality of humility, that a humble devotee is never thinks himself a teacher. He never thinks that he can teach anyone anything. It's not our position. We're just whatever realization, whatever something of value we can speak to others, it's not our quality, actually. It's not our possession. It's a property of those higher authorities who are giving us this. And actually, when the audience is very attentive, And when the devotees in the audience, they want to hear something essential, then only the speaker is empowered to give something. Because the qualification of a speaker is that he is just a transparent media. And if he is a transparent media, then he can just deliver the message. And the message becomes pure, remains pure only when he is in such a humble position. And I always remember the lecture which was given by His Holiness Danurdhar Swami Maharaj. He was speaking on this topic last year in Vrindavan, and also this year when we was in Vrindavan. He was speaking on the same topic, that the Brahmana he cannot purify even himself. What to speak of others? If he has false ego, even with the size of the seed. If he has some pride, he is unable to purify even himself. What to speak of others? And when we are sitting on the Vyasasana, when we are given the position of a speaker, or if we somehow by arrangement of the Lord were in the position of the senior, then if we have this pride, if we have this false ego, then whatever we speak, this cannot purify even ourselves. What to speak of giving something, some benefit to others by your talk? And this is the great, very great, big challenge. Of course, if you are not able to understand this just by hearing, as usually my position is, that then you have to go through many through the school of hard kicks. Yes. So, and you have to go through ups and downs in your spiritual life, just to understand what size you are really. Just you're going up and you become proud, and then immediately you're just thrown down. And then you naturally, when you're thrown down, when the Lord he deprives you of all your abilities and all of your knowledge, so-called your knowledge, and all of your powers, then you understand who you really are. And then you are able in such a position to pray in with humility. But this is not true humility, because the true humility actually is a quality which will not be disturbed by any position in this material world. I'm reading now the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, and there is an example of Gopakumara, and this is such a beautiful example of a true humility and simplicity. He was given the post of Lord Brahma. Gradually, he was going step by step. He was a king, then he was a king of Jagannath Puri. Then he was given he was elevated to the Indra Loka. He became Indra. And then he was going to the Gyana Loka, then Tapa Loka, and then the most, almost at the end, he came to the Brahma Loka. And when he was observing the dealings of the Lord Brahma and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he was attracted to such relationships. And he, in his mind, he was thinking that he would like to also have such relationships and to be like a son of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And actually, it is said that during the night time of Lord Brahma, Lord Brahma goes to sleep on the Anantashesha together with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he was thinking that he would like to have such relationships. And then when he was chanting his Gayatri Mantra, very soon this desire was satisfied. Lord Brahma, out of curiosity, he touched the form which was created by the inundation, and from that form the demon appeared, and Lord Brahma, and he started to chase the Lord Brahma, and then Lord Brahma, he was very afraid, and he hided himself in the universe so that nobody was able to find him. So the Lord decided, the Supreme Personality of God, he decided that Gopakumara would become Brahma for the time being, at least. And when he was in that position, it is very interesting that it is said that in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, the Gopakumara himself says that even though I was encumbered with the post of the supreme authority in the universe, even though I was glorified in various ways by the Maharshis, the Brahmarshis, and the personified Vedas, Agamas, Puranas, Itihasas, sacrifices, and pilgrimage sites, and even though I was surrounded by great sources of delight, I did not give up my natural simplicity. In the commentary it is said, without the strong spiritual qualifications of true humility and devotion to the Supreme, no one could avoid becoming intoxicated by the material power and facility for engagement given to Gopakumara. You can just imagine if you are glorified by someone who has an ability to do this, and or if you are glorified by some glorious personality, famous personality, then it is very difficult to not to become intoxicated. And it is actually, it's maybe the greatest test in our spiritual life. Because to be tested when there are some difficulties, it's actually, at least for myself, it's easier to come through such tests. And but when you are coming through the test, when somebody is glorifying you, and especially in this case, that Gopakumara was glorified by the supreme supreme authorities in this universe, by the Brahmarshis, by the Vedas. You can imagine how the personified Vedas, they can glorify somebody. And he was, nonetheless, he wasn't bewildered by this. He He just thought of himself as a humble devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And this is actually true humility. So, this was the thoughts which came to me when I was reading about King Satyavrata, that he gave this fish the protection just to pleasure himself. He gave this protection. Actually, he was bewildered by the illusory energy of the Lord, but then, of course, he take this fish and he put this fish into the jug, and on the next morning, the fish became very big, and the fish appealed to the king, and she told that actually, I'm not comfortable in this water. You place me in some bigger, in some bigger place. And King took this fish and he threw this fish into the well, and then immediately this fish became of the size of 3 cubits. I don't know what is cubits for me. I don't know, but it is said that hasta traya, that it means that like 3 elephants, as I understood. So he became very big, and then the king took this fish, and again he threw this fish into the lake, and immediately in the lake the fish also became much bigger than the water of the lake, and the fish appealed to the king and said that actually I'm not comfortable here. Please give me some place where I can be comfortable. And the king has put this fish into the even bigger lake, and then it was also insufficient, and then the king put the fish into the ocean. And when the fish accepted the form of the gigantic aquatic animal, then this Matsya Avatara, the Lord, appealed again to the king and said that actually this place is full of very dangerous animals who can eat me and kill me. So you should not throw me here. And the king was bewildered, and he just bowed down. He understood that this is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then King Satyavrata, he started to offer prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he asked the Lord why he has accepted this form of a fish. And actually, at the beginning of this story, King Parikshit was asking Sukadeva Goswami, and he asked him that why the Lord appeared as a fish, because fish is the most abominable creature, and this form is full of pain. So it must be some devotee for whom the Lord appeared as a fish. Please tell me this story in details. It's very interesting that the Lord always accepts some position in this world just to give pleasure to some devotee, or to give protection to some devotees. The Lord himself, there is no need for him to accept
such form of a fish. If you would be offered opportunity to accept or not accept the form of a fish, I don't think that that any one of us would desire to take this form of a fish. But because the Lord is just interested in the relationships with devotees, so just to give protection to the devotee, he accepted this form. Of course, he wasn't ordinary fish, as we see. And the Lord told him that from to King Satyavrata, that from this day, after 7 days, there will be the great inundation, the all three planetary systems, Bhur, Bhuva, and Sva, they will be inundated in the oceans of Pralaya. And then there will be a boat, and you please take the all the creatures, the herbs and everything, trees and the animals and great rishis, and you come on this boat, and then you'll see myself. I will appear in this ocean of inundation, and with the help of Vasuki, you can tie this boat, and in this way we will flow in this ocean until the beginning of the day of Lord Brahma, and then during this inundation I will reveal the knowledge from your heart, and everything you want to know about me, you will receive this knowledge. So King Satyavrata, and then the fish disappeared, and King Satyavrata was just sat in meditation on the kusha grass, and he was waiting till the words of the Lord would become true. And then there was a rain, and then inundation came. The ocean became started to overflow, and then he did everything as the Lord told him, and then he saw the great big fish. This fish was golden, and it was 8 million miles. So it was very, very big. We cannot imagine this. And then he tied the boat to the horn of the fish with Vasuki, and they were floating in this ocean. Actually, it is explained that it wasn't night of Lord Brahma, because it was the during the Chakshusha Manu, when he was raining. Then it was just the moment that Lord Brahma, he was just became sleepy a little bit. So you can imagine what when we are sleepy, it's not, there's not so much danger. But when the Lord Brahma, he just lose control of the universe just for some moment, then everything became the chaos. So Lord Brahma was a little bit sleepy, and the whole universe was inundated. So when they were floating in this ocean, King Satyavrata, again, he was praising the Lord in this form of a fish, of a matsya. And he gave his prayers, actually, very beautiful. But because time is already finishing, so I will not be able to repeat them. There are many, many beautiful instructions he gives. One of them is that he approaches to the Lord and he tells him that he is the original spiritual master. And also he says that the Lord actually is ready to give instruction to everybody, because the Lord is within the heart of everybody. And he is ready to give us all instructions, but only because of the lusty desires, we are unable to hear these instructions. Just imagine how often we're praying for some inspiration, we're praying for some vision, for some glimpse of the true knowledge, of some realization. But this is only due to our lusty desires, when we are not able to receive all this. Actually, the Lord is there, and He's ready to give us everything. So somehow then the Satyavrata was born as the son of Vivasvan, and he was given by the Lord the position of Vaivasvata Manu. And as you know, now there is his Manu who is ruling now. So, and they said here in this prayer, in this text of the Bhagavatam, that Vaivasvata Manu, he now worships Lord Matsya in pure devotional service with this prayer which we are reading today. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for your attention, kind attention. If you can give some instructions and something, maybe someone wants to tell something, please, to add something. Yes.
Thank you very much for the lecture. It was very, very enlightening. I had a small question. At the beginning of the lecture, you highlighted a pastime, which you didn't elaborate on. You mentioned... Sure. At the beginning of the lecture, you mentioned that some demons appeared to Lord Brahma, and somebody called Hayagriva was involved. Could you just kindly elaborate on that incident, please?
It's just what is said in the Bhagavatam, that the name of the demon who has stolen the Vedas from the Brahma, the name of that demon was Hayagriva. It just said like this. There is an incarnation of the Lord also known as Hayagriva. But this demon was also known as Hayagriva. Actually, demons, they like to take the names of the Lord very often. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Granthiraj Mad Bhagavatam Ki Jaya.